This file is intended for the use of adults 18 years of age or older. By listening to this file, you consent to experience any mental or physical effects produced as a result. The purpose of this file is for entertainment only. This file is not an alternative to professional hypnotherapy services, nor is it an alternative to professional medical or psychiatric services. The hypnotic state may be contraindicated for individuals with certain psychological conditions. If you are unsure if hypnosis is contraindicated for you, please consult a licensed medical or mental health professional before proceeding. Drugs, alcohol, and other substances can affect the hypnotic state in unpredictable ways, and engaging in an activity that induces a directed state of hypnosis is not suggested if you are under the influence. Hey there! I'm glad you're here with me. For this file, you should have a full bladder and be in a dry diaper. But don't worry, it won't stay that way. In fact, I know some of you are already soggy because you can't hold it. And that's okay too. Today, I'm going to embarrass you in your diapers. That's right. I'm going to make you feel humiliated in the best of ways. By making you piddle your diaper. Not just once, but multiple times until that diaper is completely soaked. I hope you don't have any plans that might require you to be undiapered, because that diaper isn't coming off until it's completely soaked. Alright, I admit it. I do hope you have something on your schedule that you wouldn't want to wear a diaper to normally, because I want to see you blush so hard. If you're ready, go ahead and make sure you're in a comfortable position with your head and neck supported. We're going to start a nice process of getting you deep and comfortable. So from where you are comfortably, you can just pick a spot on the ceiling above you so that your eyes are having to look up a bit and find that spot and just stare at it. Now let your eyes rest on that, and just look at that point. Just keep focusing on that spot without moving your eyes. And while you keep looking at that spot, perhaps wandering away from it, but always coming back to it with your eyes in a gentle, easygoing, comfortable way, you can become aware of the muscles around your eyes. How they're holding your eyes up. That's right. And your eyelids. And noticing what they feel like. You may blink a bit more frequently. That's right. And your breathing might become deeper as you relax. Now, as your eyes are resting on that spot on the ceiling, attracting your focus, your mind wrapped around the idea of that spot on the ceiling where your eyes are resting now. The eyelids may perhaps become heavy, or your eyes want to close, but I don't want you to close them just yet. Let them remain open. And blinking. That's it. Even more frequently now. You might wonder if that blink is slower than normal. And lots of people, as they begin to enter hypnosis, find that their focus becomes increasingly fuzzy. Their vision gets blurry. And as you look at that spot, you might see that it begins to waver. Or maybe you see it blurring. Or that spot changes shape or color. That's it. You may have noticed your arms and legs are getting heavy. As your eyelids get heavier and heavier. And as you think about how nice it would be to allow your eyes and eyelids to relax and close those tired eyes as you focus your eyes on that spot, and as they become more tired and heavier and more fatigued, When you're ready, you can close your eyes. And closing those eyes means you can relax now. It feels so good, so peaceful, as you really let yourself relax. Breathing in for just a moment and breathing out. Allowing the relaxation to double again throughout your entire body. Going deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation. Deeper and deeper, that's it. All the way down. So that at 5, your body relaxes. 4, your mind is letting go. 3, feeling emotionally calm. 2, 1, and 0. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. And every time that I mention the words deep sleep for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, you allow yourself to sink deeply, calmly, and easily to this depth or even deeper. Every time that I mention the words deep sleep for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, you allow yourself to sink deeply, calmly, and easily to this depth or even deeper. And now I want you to just begin focusing inwardly on the body. And draw your attention down to the bottom of your feet. And at the bottom of your feet, you begin to feel a wonderful sensation of calm and relaxation. And as you notice this sensation, allow this sensation to begin to spread upwards. Into the ankles, up into the lower legs and the calves, allowing the sensation to take you even deeper now, flowing into the knees, into the thighs and the upper legs as this calm relaxation spreads up into the diaper area, through the hips and the stomach, and up through the solar plexus and into the chest. This wonderful, calm, relaxing feeling taking you even deeper down as it spreads into the shoulders and all the way down to your elbows. Flowing now down to the very tips of your fingers as the fingers just relax and release, allowing this feeling to spread into the neck, up into the jaw, as the jaw just relaxes and releases. Also noticing how it spreads into the cheeks and the nose, this calm, relaxing feeling into all the muscles around the eyes now. Just allowing this calm comfort, spreading into the forehead, up into the top of the head, and now feeling it spread back down across the back of the head to the upper back, middle back, lower back, and all the way back down to your feet again. This calm relaxation flowing through the body and the mind, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, as though it were an ocean wave just flowing throughout the body, so calm, so deep, allowing yourself to go even deeper now. Now in a moment, I'm going to begin counting from 1 to 3. And when I say 3, you'll open your eyes, and I'm going to say the words deep sleep. And when I say the words deep sleep, you'll close your eyes and drift even deeper into hypnosis than you are now. Easily and effortlessly, just dropping down even deeper. Now in one, two, three, eyes open. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Allowing yourself to drift and sink even deeper now. And again, one, two, three, eyes open, and deep sleep. Deep sleep. Even deeper now. Just allow yourself to safely drift and sink down. Drifting, sinking safely down. And one more time. One, two, three, eyes open. And deep sleep. Deep sleep. Allowing yourself to drift and sink even deeper. Farther and farther down. Easy and effortless to just drop down. Very good. Just allowing yourself to sink as you feel your breath. And you hear my words. Just sinking and drifting. Very good. And now I just want you to open your imagination. Allow it to open wide as you begin to imagine that you're standing at the top of a staircase. And this staircase is very well lit. And it has a very sturdy handrail for you to hold on to. And in a moment, I'm going to begin counting from 20 down to 0. And with every number that I say, you allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper, farther and farther down, as you take one step down with every number that I say. We begin at 20 at the top, stepping down at 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deep sleep. Even deeper now. Very, very good. Now that you're here in this wonderful depth of hypnosis, I want you to move your hand down and place it on your diaper. That's your diaper, isn't it, Crinkle Butt? Feel that soft outer shell of your diaper. Your diaper symbolizes that you aren't in control. Why else would you be wearing a diaper? Wearing a diaper means that you expect to have accidents. And today, we're going to make sure that you're in your diaper for a very good reason. Move your hands to the top of your diaper where the tabs are. Just allow yourself to feel them. And as you feel them, you begin to notice something. These tabs are stuck in place. That's right. Those tabs are stuck in place. And you know that you cannot remove those tabs from the diaper. You may try to remove the tabs, but the harder you try, the more stuck they become. And you simply cannot pull the tabs off the front of your diaper. Recognize now just how trapped you are in your diaper. That's right. Even if you try to slip out of the diaper, you'll realize that the more you try and pull down your diaper, the more stuck in place it becomes. You can try to pull down your diaper, but the more you try, the more you realize that you just can't get your diaper to pull down off of your waist. And now, you're completely trapped in your diaper. No way to escape it. Take a moment to think about your helpless situation. Trapped in your diaper and feeling the pressure in your bladder building. That's right. You really need to pee. And with your diaper stuck in place, there's no way you're going to be able to use the potty. Even if you were to walk up to it right now, you simply couldn't get your diaper off to pee in the potty. And as you feel that pressure getting stronger in the bladder, you now realize that there's really no way to stop what's going to happen. You know that you're going to pee your diaper, and there's nothing you can do about it. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I say 3, the pressure in your bladder is going to become too much to hold, and you're going to release all that piddle into your diaper. Here it comes. Feel that pressure building. 1, 2, 3. Feel the bladder relax and release. Feel the bladder relax and release. You may try to hold it, but the more you try to hold it, the more your bladder relaxes and lets go. Go ahead and try to hold it, but the more you try, the more your body relaxes your bladder and simply lets go. Feel that warmth spreading so easily, so warm, so wet, so comfy. You just couldn't help yourself. With your diaper stuck in place, there's nothing you could have done. And now find yourself even more helpless to my words, submitted to my commands. And what you're going to find is that you just keep wetting your diaper again and again until your diaper is completely soaked, unable to hold it at all. Because if you try to hold it, your body will relax and release even more. The more you try to hold it, the easier it is for your bladder to just relax and piddle right into your diaper. And once your diaper is completely soaked, you're going to take a picture of your diaper, post it on social media, and tag me, Thunderpup, in your post, thanking me for causing you to be so helpless and making you pee your diaper. And as you press send on that message, you'll recognize just how humiliating and embarrassing it is to be showing your helplessness to everyone, admitting that you surrendered control to me and couldn't help but pee yourself obediently. As you see your message posted online, a great surge of arousal begins to occur. And if you're not in chastity, you know you just have to squirt in your diaper as soon as possible. As the arousal of your humiliation and embarrassment grows stronger and stronger and stronger. If you're in chastity, you'll have to pleasure yourself in your diaper for 15 minutes to really drive home the fact that you obeyed and surrendered control to me. When you're done squirting or pleasuring yourself, you'll find that the tabs on your diaper can be removed, and the diaper can easily be taken off. Now, you've been a very good subject for me today, but it's time to come up and out. So in a moment, I'm going to count to 5, and you'll be wide awake and alert, and even pretty blushy about what you know is about to happen. We always begin at 0 with deep sleep. We're going to close the door to the subconscious mind, sealing in all these wonderful things that we've done today. We move to 1 as you become more aware of your body. 2, more aware of your breathing. 3, more aware of your surroundings and the room that you're in. 4, almost there, and at 5, eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open and wide awake. I look forward to seeing your post, Crinkle Butt.